Yeah, what's going on? It's the Big Homies House. We got the homies in the building. Candy, Clay, Leadrian. We here. This is episode one of Big Homies House. How's everybody feeling?
Excited.
Cooler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Leadrian is too cool for school. What's going on, big fella?
I'm good, baby.
So we got the homie Candy in here. Hey. Eat my candy on Instagram. Yeah. And we got Clay James. What's happening, man?
You know, I can't call it. I'm just happy to be alive, bro.
Hey, man, that feels... That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Leadrian, what's going on?
Hey, man, same old, same old.
So, look, this is the first episode, the inaugural episode of the Big Homies House. So, give it up for yourselves. We in here. Yay. We live. It's 2020.
Appreciate you for having me.
You feel me? So, we got a lot to talk about. So, let's jump right into it. So, let's talk about Lori Harvey and Future. They are vacationing in Jamaica right now.
How cute.
That is very cute. Aww. And, you know, Future, he said, if she don't got an AP, she don't belong to me, she belong to the streets. And we saw Lori Harvey put the AP on full display on Instagram, like that.
How cute.
So, do y'all think this is something that's legit? Like, this is Future's first big relationship since Sierra. So, as a woman, what do you think about this?
First of all, I'm going to say, I went to Future's birthday party back.
Didn't he have, like, women coming out of eggs?
I didn't see eggs, but he had, like, ceiling dancers. And they were, like, doing all kind of acrobats and shit all in the air. It was lit. It was lit as fuck. But I try to stay out of social media business. I'd be, like, really trying to mind my business. But one of my friends that was there, she pointed out that, like, five bitches that was in one section were all Future girlfriends. And Lori Harvey was in a section with them. Like, Meek Mill's section was here.
Okay.
I was in the middle section, and then Future had all his bitches.
Whoa. So, whose section was you in?
Big Bang.
What? You was in Big Homie Bang section.
That's right. Anyway.
Big facts. Big facts. Okay. So, Lori and Future Ben had this relationship.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I just know she was there and he had a couple other bitches.
So is that the way for 2020? Fellas, is that the way for 2020? It's not monogamy. Is it polygamy?
Polygamy.
Polygamy. Is polygamy the way for 2020? Is that what we on?
Yeah, rich nigga could do it. I don't think regular.
So you say, hey, no broke niggas got multiple bitches?
They probably do, but they shouldn't.
They shouldn't? You should be able to manage.
But at the same time, when you a broke nigga, you got mad bitches, then it's not like quality.
That shit's
it's
stressful.
Just quantity.
That shit's stressful.
I can imagine.
I disagree.
Oh, shit!
Broke nigga a wild gang of a bunch of bitches.
I disagree.
I refuse to believe.
So what is the minimum required input income for multiple bitches?
It's not an exact number.
It's not an exact number?
Bro, truth be told, I done had hella hoes without a dollar in my pocket. Mm. And they was bad.
It's the
you
drip.
Feel me? It just...
It's the cap.
It depend on...
It's not the cap. It's really
this shit for real. Like...
You ain't gotta have money to have multiple bitches.
If you born with the sauce...
Excuse me.
It's the sauce.
Born with the sauce.
It's the sauce.
It ain't the juice. You gotta have the sauce.
That's what I'm saying. And I know I got other partners who the same way. Well, was the same
Listen
way.
Listen to how this nigga talk. You could tell he got the minimum of 15
like,
bitches.
When we was in college, you feel me? Like, it was nothing. Like, the baddest... girls on campus, you feel me? That the ones you see in all the videos now,
that's
and
true.
All that type mm-hmm. shit.
That's
like,
very true.
Them was our hoes, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we ain't had nothing. We ain't even had nice whips then, and none of that. So it's like, and truth be told, a nigga really been like that since high school.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So I can't really say you got to have bread. It make it easier because when somebody get mad, it's like, oh, okay, here go a little bag for you. You know what I'm saying?
Some Birkin.
Here go some little shit for you.
Here
you
little
could,
trip.
You could keep your women in line when you got paper. But a real player ain't got to have paper to mac no hoes, man.
You know what I'm talking about?
Now I'm talking about.
Yeah, shit, right I here. Don't. The fuck?
That would
I'm mean, a broke bitch, and I know I'm not about to be out here settling for no fucking, no broke nigga.
So that's another, so how, Amen. So you saying you broke?
I'm a broke bitch.
You're broke. So,
I'm the most
why
bitch
is it?
I know.
Why is it in 2020 and 2019 and the past few years, the broke women are calling the broke niggas broke?
Because it's true.
How the fuck does that happen?
I mean, it is what it is. Why? Because okay, if I'm fat, I can't call somebody else fat. It is what it is. I'm a broke bitch.
Your fat ass up too, like.
I mean, I'm just stating the facts.
No, I ain't gonna lie. Fat jokes. I'm fat, and fat jokes is the easiest to get off. I'm gonna get some fat jokes off.
I don't know. I think it's like that because men are in this society supposed to provide.
That's true.
So if a woman call you broke, it ain't as bad as you calling a woman broke because it's like really, you're really supposed to be more up than her anyway.
That's
in
very
society
true.
Eyes.
You, motherfucker, you speak respect.
In my eyes, but I like that you did point that out. But in my eyes, too, I agree. I feel like where I'm at, like, okay, maybe some people might look at me and not consider me to be broke, but I feel like I'm not at the place. I mean, I'm okay.
You take, like, 8 trips a month. I see your Instagram.
No, shut up. I feel like I'm at a place where I know I can be a lot better. I want a lot more in life, so I still work to be better. So I would never consider myself to be, like, rich or, like, got it like that because I know I'm still working to be better.
Yeah.
So for me to fuck with a man who can't even offer what I'm offering myself, to me, that's a broke nigga.
That's true.
So what are you trying to offer to yourself?
Everything. I work hard as fuck for myself. Like, I'm getting this bag. I'm getting to the money.
Yeah.
That's what I'm offering myself. So I can't be fucking with a nigga that's not at the same level of trying to hustle and get his money up, too.
That's true.
Some niggas is okay just working a regular job, and I think that's okay, too, but I think it's important to have a hustle. You should always have some kind of side hustle. You should be working to try to get more money. Yeah. Don't ever just be comfortable, like, oh, I got this decent job.
Well, I know for myself, I know I've always slept better at night knowing that whoever I'm talking to at the time has been taken care of how she needed to be taken care of. Like, I remember I was in the talking stage with this chick, and she called me one day and was like, hey, I just got a flat. I need a new tire. I was like, how much is it? Da-da-da-da. What's your cash out? Sending it off. You feel me? But if that's somebody who I'm entertaining, I need to be, if I don't do it, then some other nigga is. You feel me?
Especially in the A.
Because I remember in college, if she wasn't with a student, she was with an Atlanta Falcon, a Hawk, or a rapper. That's really how it is. Young Dro used to slide through the campus a lot. You feel me?
Or the neighborhood dope boy.
Exactly.
There's a lot of that going on.
Exactly.
You feel me?
So, you know, and while we're on this topic, let's talk about Moneybagg Yo and Ari. Now, Ari, we know Ari. I don't know her last name. But she was with G Herbo. She was with G Herbo. She was with Javonta. Now she with Moneybagg Yo, and people are calling her a gold digger. Now, is she wrong for dating men who are in her relationship tax bracket? Like, what do you think about this?
No, I think first of all, you should be able to date who you want to date. That's nobody else's business. Who I'm fucking is nobody else's business. So.
That's true.
For one, let that girl do whatever she wants.
She in the social media light, so if she in the light, so it ain't her business.
Put more judgment on her.
It ain't her business no more. It's the same thing with Lori Harvey too. She then went from daddies, and then
But I mean, like, what I see like about this is like, who else is she supposed to talk to? This is her circle now. Yeah. Like, she not gonna go to a college campus to talk to a college dude. Right. No, nigga, she's in the fucking Bahamas. Like she's in Turks and Caicos. She's taking trips. Okay. Like, she's going to be in this circle with people with a lot of money. So odds are she's going to talk to people with a lot of money. It's kind of like this. I'm in a circle with a lot of black people. So the odds of me dating a white woman aren't that good.
Yeah, pretty slim.
Mm-hmm. You feel me? So shout out to Arl of Ari and Moneybagg.
I thought he was with Megan.
Oh, no, that's right.
Nah, that shit been over.
That's really? Over.
I honestly didn't think it was real.
Why?
Go on. They just did, their chemistry just didn't seem real. Even in the video, like, she was twerking or something, but it wasn't on him. It was like her ass was facing another way. And then the way he smiled at her was weird, but maybe his smile was just
so
weird.
Was her ass facing him?
No, it was facing the camera.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't even looking at it.
Like, if you together, the ass
like,
got to be in my face.
The ass is all on you, right?
The ass got to be in my face. You feel me? So, yeah. That's that on that. And we got y'all here, so we got to talk about it. Bootsy and the Cap.
Wait, first of all, explain this shit to me, because I don't even know what the hell happened.
Y'all want to talk about...
Somebody tell me what happened.
What happened to y'all?
His stance going to be a little different than mine.
Fuck it, I'm going to say it.
I
so,
both of our stance going to be a little different.
Boosie is, for people that don't know, Boosie is an Atlanta resident now. He's been here for a while. When I used to work at the...
And his music is trash, but...
What the fuck?
Hey, hold on.
You agree with that shit?
Shut the fuck up.
First of
all,
it's not.
Y'all tripping.
First of all, fellas, excuse her. She's from Connecticut. She doesn't.
I know my music. Boosie was my favorite rapper for a long time. I know my music. Boosie is trash.
But I have a black friend. No, nigga, that don't count. Anyway, Boosie's been in Atlanta for a while. He frequents the Atlanta Hawks game. Often. He's on the floor. He's back. He's behind the scenes. And he went to the game last week, and he had on a KA size shirt. Now, for people that's not cultured into it, you might not have noticed it, you know, because it was just a shirt with a K and a diamond, had some numbers on it. But when I saw it, I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Why? What does that mean?
You know, well, for the people involved in the fraternity, like these brothers over here, that type of clothing is specific to them. So I wouldn't wear a KA Psi shirt or a Omega Psi Phi shirt or a Sigma shirt or an Iota shirt.
Having on a blue bandana. Mm.
Yeah.
I ain't Crippin', so I can't wear
no blue
bandana. No, but
Crips wear blue bandanas.
So I mean, yeah, but that's what that's their thing. Oh, okay. That's specific to that guy. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know what
I'm saying? Okay. So, but they're a band?
No. I'm saying that's specific to that
guy. The Kappas are a Greek organization.
Oh, I mean, I thought they were doing something like that. Yeah. Oh, they're a frat. There we go. Okay, they're a frat.
Yeah, like, you seen Stomp Yard?
No.
She's from Connecticut. I apologize. She haven't seen shit. But yeah, so Boosie has on this fraternity shirt, and he wears it. Somebody takes a picture of it, and shit goes crazy. So when y'all saw the Boosie shit as members of KA Psi Fraternity Incorporated, what were your initial thoughts?
I mean, with me, if you in Atlanta, you know what it is with me and Kappa. Like, you know. Well, I'm a Georgia State newt, and it's like for a long time we ran the city, so we hold this up here and the standard of it up here.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I really, being that I do music too, it kind of put me in a weird place because for one, I'm from Savannah, so Boosie, one of my favorite rappers. You know what I'm saying? So two, I'm looking at it like it kind of disrespectful. Mm-hmm. You feel me? But damn, it's like this one of the niggas who I look up to. They're one of the people who. You know what I'm saying? One of the first rappers I really dug into when I was little. You know what I'm saying? So I had to sit back for a minute and really just assess the situation, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking at it like, all right, from what I know about Boosie, he a hood nigga. He don't know nothing about our culture, college. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He probably hit a couple college bras or whatever. Mm. You feel me?
I'm going to disagree with you on that, Clay.
He ain't.
Because he definitely do. Because his brother, Alpha Sid. He stated this before. He stated that this Kappa shit is real. He stated this Be Alive IG. So he knew what he was doing. Because he'll tell you straight up, I was trying to show some love. But it don't work like that. He know it don't work like that. And his peoples know it don't work like that. So for him to do that, he automatically know that was some disrespectful shit. Even though, like you said, he is a legend. He is, and you know what I'm saying, the music and the cap shit. But at the end of the day, it's boundary lines. Because I'm not going, if he was a blood, I'm not fit to go up here wear a red flag around him knowing that that's not my shit.
That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like there was ignorance in the situation. Like, he could know it's real. Like, he could know Kappa is some real shit. He could know all Greek organizations is some real shit and not know that me wearing this shirt is not shouting niggas out. It's actually disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I feel like he may know some things because of his brother and his cousin, but I don't feel like he knows all things. Mm-hmm. Like how entertainers in the 90s, they was wearing HBCU apparel. Like, and they never went to HBCUs. You feel me? Like, everybody thought it was cool to wear Morehouse or Howard, a Spelman shirt, just to show love. I feel like bro was doing that shit on some trying to show love type shit. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Even though he know what it is with Kappa because of his brother and his cousin. But I don't think he deliberately was like, you know what? I'm about to put this shit on and ain't nobody going to say nothing to me because I'm Boosie Boo.
No.
I think it was on shit like, man, I'm about to put this shit on because my brother a Kappa, my cousin a Kappa, and this some fly shit. I'm feeling fly today.
Let's switch it. What if it wasn't Boosie? Well, now, we've been in a situation where it ain't been. It's a lot of non-Boosies out here wearing Kappa shirts. There's a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
So, I think, like, with them, with those people, they are more well-versed into it. Those are the ones that are actually in school and may have been on the lines and didn't make it. So they go, I'm going to go to another situation where people don't know me as much and put this color on. They don't know me to the point where they can say, hey, you're not into this organization. They don't see, hey, what's up, bro?
Okay. Do
the handshakes and all that.
Okay. I just want to know the opinion, that's all.
I think the situation was like, you had, because I was on the post. You saw me on the post that night. And it was like, I'm going to run up on Boosie and I'm going to take that shit off of him. And I was like,
Nobody said he was going to do that?
Nobody's running up on
Boosie. Niggas said they was going to run up on Boosie and take the shit off of him. I'm like, this nigga to be a few murder charges, man. You don't want to do that shit. And I think, you know, it's just a part of us as the black community acknowledging what it is. Like, I respect it. And I know both of y'all. So y'all know I wouldn't do no shit like that. But for the people that's not really around it and involved in it.
That shit foolish to me.
Is it?
Yes. I feel like, why, like, it's cool. Why look at the negativity in it? Like, the nigga put on a fucking shirt. Like, he's showing up.
Well, again, you're from Connecticut.
Right. So, yeah. I know. That's what I'm saying. For an outsider, I'm looking at it like, what the fuck is a big deal?
What's Connecticut's culture?
UConn.
UConn?
We're known for UConn, the girls' basketball team.
And Yale girls' University. Basketball team.
Hey, don't be a hater. We have Yale University there.
Hey, UConn is nice, though, bro.
Yeah, UConn kick ass.
They nice.
All right, so I do this. Let me explain to you why it's taken a little bit more serious than what you might, you know what I'm saying? All right, so the organizations, not just our organizations, were all just about started on predominantly white campuses.
Mm.
So they started them as a way to keep in contact with each other. Like, if you're on a predominantly white campus and it's the early 1900s, you got students that's getting lynched, kidnapped, you know, all that's still going on.
Okay.
This is pre-civil rights situations, you know what I'm saying? So you start these organizations as a way, and they clubs, like, okay, I'm going to make sure, it's kind of like, I got to make sure my brother's straight, because there is no social media, there is no cell phones, there is no way of us communicating every day, and you don't want nobody to get lost, caught up in no BS, because these are like the talented temp. These are like the only black people at these predominantly white campuses.
Okay.
So they fighting for their lives every day. You dig what I'm saying? So you go start something like this as a way of, okay, we're going to bring everybody together that has the same beliefs and ideals as we do, people of color,
mm-hmm.
you dig what I'm saying, as a way to combat us having to fight for our life every day.
Okay.
So that's the premise on which the organizations was started. So when you come down the line, you got to, you know what I mean, you get down to people, the newer generations.
100 years later.
We done paid dues. There's been 100 years of paying dues. There's been 100 years of doing stuff in the community. There's been a lot of money spent.
So they feel nobody can just throw the sweater on. But then I heard Boosie saying that they play his music.
Well, I mean, they play everybody. They play a lot of people's music.
But like, they play his music. And
to that, I can say, like, you know, well, we was both at Clark. Clark hasn't had Kappa since 2008.
Mm-hmm.
But other people strolled to that music. So, I mean, that doesn't give Boosie a right to wear everybody's colors. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just a mixed bag. But also, Kappa put out a statement today, and I got it right here. Mr. Hatch, thank you for acknowledging Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity in your social media post. We hope that Corey Hatch, a spring 2000 initiate of Southern University chapter of Alpha Sigma, that was what you said earlier, made you aware of our fraternity's history, heritage, and legacy. We uphold the guiding principles of honorable achievement in every field of human endeavor. In Kappa Alpha Psi, we are working daily to positively impact underserved, particularly African-American communities. In light of your recent media posts regarding your similar interests, we would welcome the opportunity to work together with you to impact such underserved communities. Thus, we will contact your management team in the near future to explore collaborative efforts. Mm-hmm. So,
awesome.
Seems like something positive is going to come out of all
yeah.
this. And I know I did my research on this.
Album.
You fucking hate her. I did my research on this, and Kappa is actually one of the only organizations not to have any honorable members.
Honorary members.
Yeah, honorary members.
Mm-hmm.
Could Boosie be the first?
No.
Strong no.
I don't think they're going to make him an honorary member, but I think they're going to do some work.
Some community yeah. service work.
Something
definitely
positive.
And also, we got to be participating in the stroll off for the Boosie Bash.
Nah, I'm straight.
But both of them do music, so we can still get a Boosie.
I'm going to keep it 100. I'm going to do a song with Boosie, but I'm going to keep it 100. They're giving 6 bands for the stroll off, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's 6 bands you got to split up with 4 other people.
Mm.
I did Missy video 2 months ago and got more money than that by myself.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So it's not economically
Yeah, nigga,
me.
You passed that.
You feel me?
You passed that.
But so all the young niggas out here, I would tell them to go jump out there and get that little money for their books.
That just crossed
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
Get that money for your books.
That's like one of their books in college.
Facts.
Straight up.
So we're going to the next segment, Facts or Cap. So you agree with the statement or you disagree. So first one, Future will get Lori Harvey pregnant.
Cap.
Cap.
That bitch know better.
Yeah.
She hot.
And she don't even come up. She don't need that nigga come up. Like, yeah.
No, she on birth.
I don't know, man. She don't need that come up.
Future is a...
Come on, man.
I don't know.
Nah.
You don't think so?
Nah.
I'll be the only one to say facts on that day.
Nah, it's cap.
Maybe in a couple years. But right now, she got a lot going for herself. She don't even need
it. What is she doing?
She about to break that man heart again.
I mean...
Hey, we gonna get a nice-ass Hendrix album. We gonna
break that man. You know,
we gonna get a nice ass Hendrix album.
I want to go ahead, break his heart.
Somebody need to break Drake's heart. What did y'all think about the Future and Drake songs that came out?
Trash.
Oh,
and I would say I'm a good thought like for Future, nobody. No, and I'm a number one Drake
she
fan.
She was in bank section.
Listen here, no.
She was in bank section.
I'm
no
a fan.
Bank down there with Future now.
I'm a fan. I'm a big ass Future and Drake fan, but that shit was trash.
Oh, you a Future fan with a big ass?
A little of both, but it was trash. Come on, it was trash. This was trash.
Nah, I will say, Future's part wasn't trash.
Future, yeah, it was lit because the whole beat that was.
Future's part wasn't trash.
That was cute, but it was too much on one song. Like, they should have just did two separate damn songs.
Drake's part would definitely drug that shit down. Working on the weekend like usual. Nigga, get the fuck out of here.
He did normal he Drake. That's normal.
It is, but it wasn't, if that was a Drake song, then I'd be like, all right, okay. But I got to fast forward every part to get to the part of the song I like. So.
Sounds like trash to me.
The next one.
I fuck with it, though.
Facts or cap? Men handle casual sex better than women.
Cap.
Facts.
Niggas be all in
their
fucking
That's
feelings.
Cap.
What?
Because I know some men girls handle, that savages, handle it boy.
Better? Men handle casual sex better than women.
Cap.
Yeah, facts. I know some girls, cap. Boy.
Yeah.
They savages, boy.
It's cap, Lee Adrian?
It's cap, bro.
Damn! Nah, man.
I got a nigga in my DM crying right now because I won't let him eat my pussy. And like that's how like,
we live now with it. Like maybe a couple years ago, nowadays it's a different.
I remember being in high school.
You got
being
different.
Like, yeah.
You got it's different.
Women, different type of savage.
Man, come on, man. Sweet. You got niggas hopping in females DM. Like these hoes, these women. They
we just say these hoes.
These hoes.
She's got the whole culture. Say these hoes.
Look, you know what I'm saying they used to that. They used like man, come on, man. They used to that. They
so is that because women now like more, a lot more. Like visible and accessible.
Yeah, basically. And they can do whatever they want. They have the power literally to do whatever they want.
And I also think there's a lot more women getting money.
Yeah.
That don't give a fuck about these niggas that really can't give more. Like you got a lot of bitches coming out the strip club really getting a little bit of money. A lot of bitches selling pussy really getting a little money. Businesses.
Only fans.
I done got real cocky. But there's a lot of bitches on the
line. And she say she a broke bitch.
I think it got something to do with the music too. Like girls' music now is empowering them to be bosses and savages.
That's,
you know what I'm saying?
That's very true because last year women ran music.
City girls.
Women ran music. Between City Girls, Meg, Doja Cat, Tierra Whack.
Now look out for Rocky out in Philly.
Rocky.
She Rocky.
Oh my
she
fucking hard. God, this bitch Rocky is sick. I don't wanna give her a shout out because the bitch don't follow me back, but goddamn.
She hard.
We're gonna tag in this.
Ooh, child.
Oh man.
Rocky go hard.
Okay, so last one. Facts or cap. Ooh, we got a face ID. Facts or cap. If you are broke, you should not be pursuing sex.
Oh fuck.
Alright, that's fact.
Facts.
That's facts.
Play.
That's facts.
If you're broke.
Listen, man. You trying to be focused.
I think broke people be having the best sex. Like floor mattress, nasty. Project sex. I mean, I ain't fucking only going to floor mattress, but they be getting they fucking.
I mean, I'd imagine being broke is stressful. And busting a nut is a way of relieving stress, so.
But it's like kind of like
thinking about sex, bro.
You should not.
I think that's kind of like drugs, though. Like if a broke nigga out here doing drugs, like nigga, at the end of that, how you still gonna be broke?
You wasting all your energy trying to have sex.
So yeah, I guess
unless
it is
you're in
bad.
A relationship. Like if you broke and single,
I don't want to be broke in a relationship, my nigga. Relationships cost.
You know it's a lot of
relationships cost.
Be in a relationship,
especially in Atlanta. Could you imagine being a broke nigga and you in love with a chick in Atlanta and she fine and she on Instagram and she got 100 blue checks in her DMs every day?
Mm-hmm.
That is stressful.
But look at the people that come from being broke. That's just like that's the norm to them. So. Yeah, like, they cool. They
I ain't even, when I didn't have money, I didn't even like jacking off because I feel like I was wasting time.
But you did it, so shut up, nigga.
At one point, like, no, nigga, I need... Save myself.
I'm gonna put out this application right after this.
Yeah, nah.
Nigga, iPad be all sticky and shit. No.
Don't use
this
iPad.
No, it's not. Jeez, oh, shit. So, we're gonna slide into Big Homie's bedroom. It's gonna be centered around you, Candy.
Uh-uh.
We got some topics. We got some topics, all right? We got some topics for
okay.
you. If a guy asks you for a date, it's your first date, do you order whatever you want? Or ask if anything is off limits.
Fuck out of here, I'm grown. I'm ordering whatever the fuck I want. What the fuck I look like? Oh, is it okay if I order the lobster?
So what if you do that shit and like when the bill come, his card get declined? Like you ordered like $100
I've been on a date before and the guy card got declined. And he literally called the damn credit card company right there in front of me. And then I think that's when
he reported his fraud?
No, I think he didn't understand how a credit card works. Yeah, honestly, that's what it was. I think he thought he would make payments, but then he would still have that balance or whatever it was. It was weird. Anyway, he didn't have enough to cover it. So
did you cover it?
But this was...
How did this situation resolve?
Did you cover it?
Did he have to
end up washing dishes?
Like, come on.
Yeah, no, I covered it. He gave me the money back.
Wow.
He was somebody that we were kind of like childhood friends. So it was like, I got you.
Huh.
Fellas, how do y'all feel about this?
Shit.
Dude, like, it's y'all first date. Y'all still trying to...
Don't ask on no date if you can't prove.
Okay.
That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Like, if I ask you out, I'm at least prepared to spend at least $200.
Listen, you can tell how thick a bitch is, how much she gonna eat.
Or take her somewhere, she can get food quick off a cheap meal.
Exactly. Like, I don't want to say finesse, but you gotta know how to work that situation. Yeah. You feel me? So,
this is hilarious because I think when we had went out to eat.
We did. And I wasn't going to say shit, but we did. We went out one time. And I was like, I was scanning the menu when I first got it. Like, damn, how much damage can she do? The most expensive thing is only like $30. Yeah. I'll live.
Pretty casual.
Yeah. And my car didn't decline either.
No, it didn't. And then I ended up making some money too that day.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Can we tell them what the fuck happened? Cause I need y'all input on this shit. Tell them what the fuck happened that day.
Okay, so we're at the table, and I noticed these guys that were like sitting across. They kept looking at me, and I turned and I looked at the guy, and I seen he had my picture on his phone. He's showing his friend my picture on his phone. So I'm telling him, like, listen, these guys are on my Instagram page. They obviously know me from Instagram. So we go on. We finish our dinner. Everything's cool. Even when we leave, I say hi. I say hi and bye to them. Like, let them know. Like, I see you guys creeping. Mm-hmm. Like, 10 minutes later, I get a Cash App for $150 from the guy at the restaurant. And, yeah, it was just like, he left the name of the restaurant. It was like, something like, nice seeing you or something.
But niggas doing that though.
Well, these niggas off the chain now.
These niggas is off the chain.
2019, 2020.
Yeah. I didn't know how to feel when she told me that shit happened. I'm like, goddamn, like, do I get mad at another nigga for sending you money? Like, why are we on a date? Or like, should I be like, damn, nigga?
But what's so crazy? Because the nigga, he never left his phone number. He never even jumped in my DM on Instagram or nothing. Just
you probably intimidated.
Yeah, I figured that.
Yeah, nigga sending you.
If a nigga
like
intimidated,
that,
then hey, hey, you know, big homie shit. Anyway, wow. So
it was nice though.
That shit crazy.
Yeah.
Candy, last one for you. So, say you're an attractive woman with nice assets. So, if a nigga was shooting a shot at you, and he asked you, "Yo, how much for the booty?" Would you take that as disrespectful?
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Why not?
Some people like to just get straight to it. I think there's men that know that women like money, and then there's men that don't know that. Mm-hmm. And the ones that have the money and they feel like, just fuck it, I'm gonna skip all the small talk, like, look, bitch, I got $1,000, what's good? Some shit like that. People do that.
Mm. Would you do it?
What, if somebody said how much? Shit, I probably would. Mm. Ain't no probably, I do.
You did?
Fuck yeah, I did.
You did? How much was it?
I'm not going to tell you.
How much was it? Let me take my account.
Like,
shut your ass up.
When was it? How long ago was this?
This is like, okay, so.
Hey, this is big homie's house now.
No, but this is normal. This is legit normal. This isn't like, oh, this one time this guy said, hey, I got $1,000. Like, this is really fucking normal. I can show you my Cash App. Like, niggas give money. Like, this is not no, it's nothing, like, this is regular. Shut up. I guess maybe you're just not in that. Like, some people are.
Bitch is not giving
situations.
Me money for dick.
No, they're not. But if you ask them, no, but
is it just me? Is they offering y'all money for dick? Like,
nah, no, I ain't.
No, but I mean, okay, for women, especially here in Atlanta, since I moved here, like that shit is the normal. Even when I was living in Connecticut, like, you know, listen,
they got money in Connecticut though.
Not them niggas.
Oh well.
No.
But it's not that many niggas. More white people in Connecticut.
No, there's a bunch of niggas. There's a lot of niggas.
That's a lot of people. Yeah, I didn't think it was that many people.
Yeah, there's a lot of niggas all up north.
Small state, but a lot of people.
They make them like you in Connecticut. Like, yeah, there's a couple bitches running around looking like me in Connecticut.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Like you, yeah. Like you out.
Niggas ain't getting paid like that.
The camera got to see. The camera got to see.
I ain't gonna do this with the camera.
The camera got to see. No.
That's crazy.
So.
Yeah.
Your voice cracking this shit.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
No, but literally, I feel like just in the community, like with women being attractive and being on Instagram, period, like. Men, they're offering money all the time. I've been flued out like to all different type of places. Like this shit is easy. And I feel like me, I'm not doing nothing. I'm not doing shit. I'm not getting money how these bitches is really getting money.
Damn.
Like, these bitches is getting money.
Pimp C was on to something.
He definitely was.
Damn, Candy. I didn't know you had it like that.
It's so stupid.
Sheesh.
Well, I'm basic. I'm telling you, I'm at like the bottom of the totem pole. I feel like when it comes to this hoeing and bitches getting money, like I'm not doing shit. Like what these bitches is out here doing, it's bitches making money. Money. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna put your Instagram down here so they can see, since you don't want to show the booty off on the big homie's house.
I be telling folks all the time though, everything and everybody got a price.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just got to figure out what that number is. Yeah. Everything and everybody got a price.
I know a chick on Instagram. She told me, it was a casual conversation. She said, like, when niggas do shit like that, she just give them a high number off rip.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like,
what you mean?
And some niggas, the city, like, niggas might be with it.
They
like,
go with
she
it.
She said her number was like 5,000.
I ain't never say 5,000, but nah, I done told a couple niggas 2,000.
What a response.
Your ass up.
Sound like a yes. Anyway, we're gonna step out of the bedroom and go and head into the kitchen where the heat is, where it gets hot, and talk about some new music.
Wait, that was okay.
What?
She was gonna get hotter than that, but just
No. That was hot. That was you got it hot. Can't wait for those social media clips. So we're gonna talk about some new music, and that's why I got you fellas here. Adrian was talking about we're gonna talk about your project. Clay, what you working on?
Oh, I'm going.
No, you going first.
Okay. Right now, I really got like 5 projects done. I'm just I got a couple little deals I'm going through to see who I'm gonna let distribute it,
mm-hmm.
And who I'm gonna partner up with. But I started my own label. I got my own artist. So really, I got an artist in Savannah that's really about to take off.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of really sitting back. Like, really, I could really just chill. You know what I'm saying? Because this young nigga gone. He really like that. He really a street nigga. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't no bullshit that he talking about. Nigga could really rap. You know what I'm saying? Nigga got the sack. Everything lined up. Girls like the way he look. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like,
who is this nigga? You got it.
His name Respect.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? He locked up right now. He get out next week.
Oh, he got a real rap story.
Yeah. Like I say, bro, for real. And
yeah.
Everybody was like, when they seen he was fucking with me, they like, oh, that young nigga gone. Because he don't fuck with everybody. Like, he's solid, and his story for real. Like, I mean, like I say, he got the paper to apply pressure, and I got all the plugs since when I was signed with Snoop. So it's like, it was a no-brainer when they asked me to pick up the project. So I'm kind of sitting back just figuring out how I'm going to work him through the system, and then I drop my new music after we get done with all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to go on tour in March in Texas. San Antonio, Houston, Dallas, Austin. It'll run in the South by Southwest. And I got New Orleans, too. I'm going to have my new artist with me, Respect, that I'm managing. And I'm going to have Killer Quad. That's another artist I got. I'm going to have King Elway. I'm going to have all them with me, too. And we're going to do it like we're going to do it.
Shout out indie artists on the scene, man. Lee Adrian, what's up? What's up?
Man, you already know what it is. I got a lot coming up. So the 28th through the 1st, it's my birthday week. My birthday is actually January 29th. But then that same day, I'm dropping my project, The Listening Party. It's going to be real, real dope. That Tuesday, I got like things lined up each and every day. So that Tuesday, right before it drop, It's the actual silent listening party for the project, the EP release or whatever like that. That's going to be dope. That's going to be at Groove the Music Studios. Y'all want to know everything else is on my Instagram or whatever like that.
You'll put your Instagram at the bottom.
Yeah, appreciate you. Definitely going to, we got Dallas and Houston March 20th and March 21st. We have Lafayette February 29th. And so we're going to be out there. Opening up for some artists. I can't say nothing to that deposit drop. You feel me? But other than that, man, this 2020. I'm taking off, man. I was gonna go to the Grammys, but that's just not gonna happen. So you know,
it ain't gonna happen this year.
Not this year.
But in the future.
Definitely in the future. So it's just, you know, last year I think you saw each other a couple times, like.
Oh, yeah, I saw the BET Awards.
Yeah. So you know,
we back this year.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely back this year. LA, we're on the way.
So I'm making moves, man. Like I said, this project, though, the listening part is really, I'm very, very proud of this project. Late night, like I said, I've been staying up late nights doing the business side, you know, putting all in the proper paperwork, proper sample work, you know what I mean? Just really going crazy. You know, my label, Nomadic Music Group, my partner right there, my business partner on the side, A.U. Muhammad. You've been with me since shit 2013, so we've been locked in. You know,
yes, sir.
So my new management, Kate, my PR, Chelsea, man, I appreciate all y'all. See Alexander's agency. You know, we're going in. It's going to be crazy.
And mind you, you know, when we talk about the BET Awards, a lot of people just be in LA on the cap. This motherfucker was on the carpet, not on my side of the carpet. He was on the side of the carpet where niggas was drinking like what was y'all drinking? Martinis and shit.
Drinking martinis, drinking champagne.
Like yo, I was like my, and then they had a shade, nigga. We was on the side with the sun. It was hot as fuck. I was like, God damn, nigga, I'm about to run across this motherfucker. He was elevated. He had seats.
I had a white suit up. I was cleaning them up.
Boy. And I was like, look at this motherfucker here.
You feel me? I was iced out. I was clean.
Nah, man, for real. So it's definitely going down. Big things 2020. Shout out my dog, Adrian, Clay James, Candy in the building. Candy, we got you doing music too?
Yeah, shit. Fuck it. Why not?
Since you in everybody's section,
can y'all
shit.
Put me? Okay, listen. I stay in the section. Can y'all put me in the booth though?
We put you in the booth. All right.
I guess that means no. Shut your ass.
We put you in the booth. All right.
I want rap.
Put you in the.
Let me drop some shit.
Shit, Candy, can you please show? Can you please stand up and show them why niggas keep like for real? Turn around. Y'all see the y'all see this? This is why niggas is cash apping her $2,000. You feel me? It is lit. So shout out
this
to everybody.
This is regular. This is some regular this shit, is, bro.
That's not regular. Anyway, shout out everybody for tuning in to episode one, the inaugural episode of The Big Homie's House. We're in the building. Give it up for yourselves. And we out. Episode two on the way. It's your Big Homie Kodak. We here. Candy, Ladrian, Clay, James in the building. Let's go.